And now I...
Oh, it's you.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Jim.
Hello, Daddy. You sound worried.
I am. I'm on my way to court, and I'm taking Snooks along.
You're not worried. You're crazy, Daddy. What are you taking Snooks for?
She's the only witness I have. Remember that fight I got into last week?
Oh, yes. You punched your neighbor, didn't you?
It was an accident, John, so help me.
Yeah.
But he's suing for the loss of two teeth. Well, I can't talk anymore. Goodbye, John.
Good luck, Daddy. You'd better have a mighty good lawyer.
Daddy!
Hurry, folks. Court convened any minute.
There's a man selling jelly apples.
Where are you going to find room for a jelly apple? You've got a balloon in one hand, an ice cream cone in the other, and a pocket full of lollipops.
Oh, I don't know why I'm being so good to you.
I know, Daddy.
So you're my star witness. Now, all I ask is that you remember everything I told you to say.
Dear Judge, my daddy is a peace-loving, evil-tempered man.
Even-tempered.
General Torfloat.
Generous to a fault. How many times do I have to tell you that?
Oh, I'll get it right, Daddy. Just wave it to me.
Well, try to be convincing when you get on the witness stand. If Mudge wins this case, it'll cost me at least $200. You were responsible for the whole thing anyway.
I didn't stop Mr. Mudge.
Well, you started it, fighting with his little son, Brentwood.
But Brentwood ain't suing me.
Well, what's the difference? What's mine's yours, and what's yours is mine. If you had two automobiles, you'd give me one, wouldn't you?
Of course, Daddy.
If you had two wristwatches, you'd give me one.
Sure.
And if you had two lollipops, you'd give me one, wouldn't you?
No.
Why not?
Because I got two lollipops.
Well, just remember where you got it. I'm depending on you to prove that I didn't strike Mr. Mudge willfully and intentionally. He claims that I knocked two teeth out, which is false.
Were they false teeth?
How do I know what they were? All I know is I didn't knock them out.
Then what were they doing on the floor?
Snooks, you don't believe that I deliberately tried to knock Mr. Mudge's teeth out?
No, Daddy. But I believe you tried to knock them in further.
Snooks, for heaven's sake, try to get the story straight. Money doesn't grow on trees, you know. That's why I'm acting as my own attorney.
Well, I'm your witness, ain't I, Daddy?
Yes. Now remember, Mudge hit me first.
He hit you first.
But with admirable restraint, I didn't hit back.
You didn't hit back.
Instead, I held out my hand like a gentleman. And when Mudge bent over suddenly to tie his shoelace, his face struck my outstretched back. That's our story.
That's our story?
Yes.
You expect them to believe that?
Naturally. You believe it, don't you?
Sure, Daddy, but you bought me a balloon.
And there's plenty more where that came from. Mm-hmm. Now, here we are. Now, let's see. I have that subpoena in my pocket. Some what?
Some peanuts.
I didn't say peanuts. I said subpoena.
Oh, I'm hungry, Daddy.
Oh, can't you forget about eating for a second? Come on now. This is the courtroom.
Daddy, What's that lady selling?
Which lady?
The one rolling the tray.
Snooks, that's a statue of justice. And those are sails in her hand. That's symbolic of the fairness of our great courts.
Has she got a headache?
No. She's wearing that cloth over her eyes to indicate that justice is blind.
Daddy!
Oh, be quiet, Snooks. The case is about to be opened.
Hear ye, hear ye. Case of Lancelot Higgins versus Wiltshire Mudge. Justice Cook presides.
Come on, Snooks. That's us.
Are you Mr. Higgins?
Yes, Your Honor.
Are you represented by counsel?
No, Your Honor. I'm serving as my own counsel.
Very well, Mr. Higgins. Proceed.
With the court's permission, I'd like to call my witness to the stand. Snooks?
Here I am, Daddy.
Snooks, why are you sticking your tongue out of the judge?
It's all right. He can't see me.
What do you mean, he can't see you?
Well, you just said the justice was blind.
You didn't, Mr. Honor.
I fail to see the humor. Have your witness sworn, Mr. Higgins?
Snooks, hurry. Get up there and swear.
Who shall I swear at?
Nobody. Just do as the bailiff says.
Is that man the bailiff?
Yes.
He looks like Prune Face.
Your name, please.
Snooks Higgins.
Repeat after me. I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
To tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
The whole truth enough for the truth to help you sit down.
Oh, help me sit down.
Order, order.
I'll have a turkey sandwich, Daddy.
No. This is no time for food.
Well, the judge said to order.
He didn't say
it. Get on with your testimony, Mr. Higgins.
Oh. Yes, Your Honor. Now, Snooks, you were present at the time of the alleged altercation, were you not?
Present?
The plaintiff, one Wilshire Mudge, contends that I struck him with malice aforethought. Is that true?
No, Daddy.
Did I hit him with anything resembling malice aforethought?
No, Daddy. You hit him with your fist.
Order!
How was the mouth of time?
Forget that, Snooks. Just answer my questions.
I'm answering, Daddy.
Now, you've put into the record that I struck the plaintiff with my fist. What possible reason could I have for hitting a man like Mr. Mudge?
What reason?
Yes.
He's littler than you.
Snooks, pay attention. Have I ever given you any indication that I strike people who are smaller than I? Have I?
Well, Daddy, I'm very big, and for the least small thing, you always thank me.
Never mind that. I'll take care of you later.
There'll be no intimidating the witness, please.
Oh, Your Honor, I was just...
Just don't. Confine yourself to the testimony.
Yes, Your Honor. All right, now, Snooks. I'm not going to ask you any more questions. I just want you to tell the court in your own words what happened.
In my own words?
Yes.
Don't you want me to tell him in your words?
She's joking, Your Honor.
Mr. Higgins, have you been putting words in the mouth of the witness?
Oh, certainly not, Your Honor. I wouldn't think of such a thing. Go ahead, Snooks. Tell the court what happened in your own simple language.
All right. Dear Judge, knowing my father, Mr. Lancelot Higgins, as I do, it is incongruous to suppose that anyone would visualize him as a man of violent tendencies.
How true.
Mr. Higgins, are you sure you haven't coaxed the witness?
Certainly not, Your Honor. Continue, sir.
It can surely be said of him that he is a man of gentle disposition and a pillar of his community.
Don't you mean pillar, dear?
That doesn't sound like a child, Mr. Higgins.
Oh, she's much smarter than she looks, Your Honor. Go on.
He bears no ill will to any man, and in the immortal words of the great God.
Well, finish your sentence. What are the immortal words, dear?
I forgot, Dad.
Oh, what are you crying for?
Now you won't get me the teddy bear.
Please. Mr. Higgins, am I to understand that you attempted to bribe your witness?
Oh, of course not, Your Honor. I didn't promise her any such thing.
You did too, and I stayed up 2 nights learning all in big ways.
Oh, Higgins, you not only intimidated her, you coached her. That'll be $200 in costs.
But, Your Honor...
Next case, please.
Come along, Snooks. We're going home.
I want the judge to come along.
What do you want the judge for?
Because he won't let you.
Won't let me what?
Intimidate the witch.
Oh, what a child.